But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, ticket tags, phone calls. Have you made plans? It's getting real. Lions in the playoffs. Do you know what you're doing on February 9th? You want to be at a bar? You want to be at home? You want to be in downtown Detroit? You want to be in New Orleans? I've seen some people say, I'd rather be in Detroit among fans, or I just want to sit on my couch and be an emotional wreck with my immediate family, my inner circle. We've talked about it. We have the chance to potentially be out there in New Orleans the week of the Super Bowl and potentially even at the game. John said, listen, he's got feelings about being at the Super Bowl, having not been there as a player. I said, get over it. Texter says, easier said than done, Jim. Telling an NFL player they got to get over not going to the Super Bowl seems like a tall task.
Yeah, that's one. I don't know that in my lifetime, the only thing that gets me over that is death.
A bunch of ticket texts, but let's go to the phones. People who've been waiting. You're honest about it.
Yeah.
Take it to your grave. All right, Brian in East Point, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Good.
Good, I'm calling with my plan for the Super Bowl.
Sure. All right, what are they?
Yeah, I'm going to fly to Houston on that Friday and stay with my mother and my sister. Then I'm going to drive to Baton Rouge on Sunday because I have a hotel in Baton Rouge. And if the Lions are playing, I'll be going to the game on that Sunday.
Do you already have a ticket?
I have a ticket lined up. If the Lions go, I would be in the stadium.
All right. How far – now, I'm not familiar with the geography in Louisiana. How far is Baton Rouge from New Orleans?
I went 35 minutes.
Oh, it's perfect.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Get you out of the melee?
No, not at all. I made these arrangements back in November.
No. What I meant is you're staying far enough away so that you could dip your toe into what's going on in New Orleans, obviously be at the game, but then you can get out of the
frenzy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my plan, because New Orleans hotel rates is just too high.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I'm far enough that I could drive there that morning of the game and go back to Baton Rouge that evening of the game, then drive back to Houston on that Monday.
Brian, you got it figured out. We appreciate the phone call. Ticket Texter says direct flights to New Orleans have been sold out for months. The only available places are hostels, and even those are $600 a night. Says it would cost $20,000 to go to a game, everything in total.
Unless you road trip.
And people are having fun at my expense, as you can imagine, on that.
So.
14 hours in a car with Costa? I'd rather walk to New Orleans.
I'm willing to make that sacrifice just to see what the experience is like.
It says, hey, guys, you could drive the 15-2 bus down there.
That's right.
You could. Ticket Texter says, did Costa never do a college spring break road trip? Sounds too bougie. Matt in Fenton.
That's my favorite one. You haven't, have you?
No, I don't think I've done. I didn't do one in like a high school spring break like that, no.
Because Florida's farther, usually. Usually where you're going in Florida is about at least 17, 18.
Last time I went to Florida, we flew, so I guess that makes me bougie.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I really prefer to.
Well,
this isn't a preference
thing.
Plus, you make a memory. You know, some of the memories I have going to spring break a couple times. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I love a road trip. I used to have an RV and welded a hitch on the back so that I could take the boat. But also, I had it one time where I had the RV, I had the truck, and then the boat.
Wow.
And it was, quote, unquote, not necessarily the legal length, but it was, hey, you got where you're going, and then all of a sudden it was, it was the fifth wheel that I had welded the hitch onto. So I had my truck, the fifth wheel, and then the boat. And I was literally within like a foot of legal length. I think it's 75. I think I was about 76.
Wow.
That would be the ultimate road trip if we were able to organize that. Going down to New Orleans, some great fishing down there.
Lake Pontchartrain, Mississippi River,
walleye. The real walleye. I wouldn't have to say walleye.
He'd be walleye in the car about an hour and a half.
Yeah, I might have to have that drop in the truck. Yeah, Costa keeps talking walleye.
My brother, ticket text. My brothers and I are going to watch it with my dad. He's 90. He was 23 years old in 1957 and still remembers that game. That's the experience I can't wait to get here.
Amazing.
My birthday is February 9th, Super Bowl Sunday. I will be 50. I'm still deciding what to do. I can't afford to go to the Super Bowl, Aaron, in Lake Orion. Texter says I made plans and had a Vrbo. Got an email yesterday. They canceled my reservation.
Oh, no.
I have to scramble to find other arrangements. Nothing's easy, but I wouldn't want it any other way. Go Lions, Jeff and Franklin.
That's a tough break. Got to find something else. Maybe it's Baton Rouge. Maybe that's going to be the Detroit Lions
hub
base of operations. Base camp.
Let's get to the phones. We got Todd on the cell. Todd, you're on 97.1.
Hey there. I am I made reservations to go overseas for a vacation, and I made my reservations the day after the Super Bowl. Positive thinking.
There you go. Yeah, you don't want to miss it. So obviously you're not going to be in New Orleans.
No, we'll be overseas. We won't be able to watch the game, so I had to wait for a day after. So.
Yep. Okay. Understandable.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Appreciate it, Todd.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. You got to plan around the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun this time of year to actually have to consider them.
And just think about making a trip like that, making plans like that, and even before the season, because those aren't made, you know, 2 or 3 months. A lot of those are made 6 months in advance, saying, I don't want to leave until the Monday after, because I believe we're going to be playing in the Super Bowl. Just think of that conversation that you're having in your head, those thoughts that you're having 3 years ago. That would have been ludicrous. You'd have been put in the loony bin.
No kidding. We got more phone calls. 248-539-9797. Glenn in Commerce Township, you're on 97.1.
It is absolute pandemonium in my world. I am ready to go. I got my tickets, my airline tickets and game tickets. Station on the 30-yard line in the upper deck, row one.
Ooh. You get the catbird seat.
I cannot be any more excited. But a quick story about those tickets. So I didn't know if we were going to be able to make it or not, and I kept checking online. You guys had talked about ticket prices going up, so I jumped online to see what I could do. And there was nothing available except in the end zone way, way up top. For whatever grace of God, I hit refresh on my screen and that ticket popped up immediately and I just grabbed it.
Well done. Well done.
When was this that you bought it?
This was about 6 weeks ago.
Okay.
He's in. He's in the building. He'll be there for the Super
Row
Bowl.
One. That way, I don't know what the upper deck looks like at the Superdome, but you know, maybe there'll be some, whether it's Bills, Chiefs, Ravens fans underneath, you could, you know, dump some beers on top.
Upper deck. Don't do that. Don't get kicked out of the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, they'd have to find
prove
you.
It's you.
Yeah, prove it's you.
I think they may have a few cameras.
Well, yeah, okay, but you could accidentally.
What are you doing? You're telling people to accidentally. First of all, that beer's probably going to cost like.
Yeah, it'll be $25 beers.
At least. Yeah. I'm not pouring that on anybody.
No.
248-539-9797. Stan in Southfield, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
You know, I thought that. I would never want to go to the Super Bowl because just too much confusion and all the people and everything. To me, the NFC Championship game, I'm going to that. But the Super Bowl, I got a buddy. He's already got his hotel and airfare. We were talking about this back in October, and he secured that back then. And then he said he had two tickets that he got, and he's been trying to talk me into it. I talked to him yesterday. And I don't know, might have to just go ahead and do it once in a lifetime.
So do you know what he paid for him?
I never thought I'd ever see it in my lifetime.
Do you know what he paid for him?
Yeah, they were like 10 grand.
Oh. And yeah. He's only going to charge you 10 grand, right?
No. I'm going to see if I can get my own. You know, I got a possibility. I know somebody works for the Lions, and they get two free tickets.
Okay.
So you're holding out for those tickets.
Yeah, I trust. I don't think they're going to sell them to you for free.
If they can let me go, then I'll go. If not, then, you know, I have to buy them.
Okay.
But the whole thing is, you know, you got to get your hotel because the hotels are sold out almost, and and like $500-$600 is the cheapest that they go, and that's a 4-day minimum. They make you stay 4 days, and the other thing is if you cancel within, I think it's 3 days, and then they charge you. You know, you gotta cancel like a week or two before.
Sure.
So that's the whole thing with the hotels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I imagine there will be a brief little frenzy after the conference championship games, because there will be some fans
from Philly trying who to are get disappointed because they lose in Detroit.
Right, trying to get out from under those hotel rooms, and there may be a brief moment for you to jump in as a Lions fan.
Yeah, and secure a new
hotel. I mean, so it's timing is everything with this. I mean, you know, you got to play it just right.
No doubt about
it. You can lose if you go too early and they don't make it, and then you'll be shut out if you don't do it early enough.
Mm-hmm. You know what also got me thinking about? Do you have to get a reservation at like a sports bar? Like, can you do that already? Like, should you already start planning where you're going to go if you're going to go out of the house?
Locally here?
Yeah.
Well, if you want a table, if you just want to sit at the, or if you just want to sit at the bar, or I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a different animal. I don't really know the answer. Maybe 2 weeks out if the Lions clinch, you got to go, hey, we got to get everybody together. How many people? Yeah. Where are we going to be? That's if you're going out.
Get yourself a reservation.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe you do. We got phone calls, ticket texts. The question was, as it gets real, they're in the playoffs or the one seed. They got to do it still, but you have to make plans. What are those plans? Is it in Detroit? Is it in New Orleans? Is it a bar? Is it at home? Is it at a Super Bowl party? Can you go to a Super Bowl party when your team's playing in the game? These are things we haven't had to talk about. It's 97.1.
It's that wintry driving season yet again, and reckless drivers seem to be everywhere. They just can't seem to control their own cars. If you get injured in an auto accident during this or really any other time of the year, you need an injury attorney who's going to be responsive to your needs and aggressive against the insurance companies. The injury attorney that you need to hire is David Femininu. You can pick up the phone right now and speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
When we feel stuck, it can be hard to picture what's possible in the new year. But sometimes a small change, like refreshing your dinner routine, can make a big difference in your day-to-day. Cook Unity makes it easy to reset your meal habits with a variety of vibrant, healthy meals crafted by award-winning chefs. The chefs you see on TV and in five-star kitchens are the chefs who craft each small batch meal, and they're delivered directly to your door, ready to enjoy. There's no cooking required, and it's way healthier and cheaper than other delivery options. Experience the convenience of dishes made from local, in-season ingredients delivered straight to your door. It's an effortless way to savor high-quality, chef-prepared meals while feeling good about what you eat. Take a step toward a fresh start with Cook Unity, chef-crafted meals designed with you in mind. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout to get 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week at cookunity.com/podcast.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Lions are in the playoffs, won't play this week. They've got the one seed and everybody's been talking. Whole enchilada. Super Bowl. The expectations are there. And you got to start making plans.
Mm-hmm.
Time is running out. And I think it's a question that we've never really had to consider. Like, where do you want to be for the Super Bowl?
And if you're willing to make that investment, it's always cheaper to get in now than it will be week of the Super Bowl, 2 weeks. Because there's that bye week. There's 2 weeks leading up to it.
Texter says, I normally have a large Super Bowl party, 30 people or more, and I never actually see the game. If the Lions make it, there'll be half as many. I just want to watch the football. Kevin in Berkeley. Told my wife no Super Bowl parties. I'm staying home and watching by myself. There will be tears. One way or another.
Yeah, tears of joy or heartbreak.
Costa's spring break plan was to party down at Bronner's. He never made it. John in Lake Orion.
maybe we got to dip our toe in the water. That's the first road trip for the show.
Is it a road trip if it's like Bronner's? Like 90 minutes? Like
Sure, yeah. You're on the road.
Actually, this explains things because you never notice the Bronner's billboards all over the country or on the way down to Florida or in Florida because you never took the spring break road trip.
How many different times would we be able to take pictures? We'd have to stop alongside of the highway and take a picture of Costa
in front of every single one of them.
Bronner's sign, yeah.
Now, when we go to that place in Indiana, what's the name of it again?
Oh, the fudge place?
Yeah, because that's on the way down.
Yeah, Uranus.
And you don't have to go through Ohio? We can stop in Uranus?
This 15-hour trip is going to take 30 hours with these
guys. That's the whole point of a road trip.
I'm trying to get somewhere. We are, let's just talk what we know. I don't think it's been confirmed, but that we'll be down in New Orleans if the Lions are there doing shows Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then maybe at the game, maybe. Yep. And you've talked about, hey, I want to be home with my kids. I don't want to go to a Super Bowl when I couldn't go as a player and having some feelings there. And I do think there are people who say I'd rather be in Detroit among Detroiters.
Sure.
Rather than trek through the hoops and jump through into the frenzy and the mess and the expenses. So if it is here locally, is it a bar? Is it at home? Is it something different for you for the Super Bowl?
Can you imagine? We saw what downtown Detroit looked like during the draft. We've seen what it's like on Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football. We saw what downtown was like after the Lions beat the Vikings. Can you imagine, after the Super Bowl, what the streets of Detroit would look like as everyone floods into town to celebrate? It to me, that would be epic.
So maybe you want to be downtown somewhere.
Yeah.
Again, you guys tell us. And I know, Tom, you had shared, like, you know, you're on the fence. It depends on how this all gets sorted out. We don't have definitive details. I mean, maybe management knows. We don't know. You want to be there with your kids on Sunday for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right?
I don't mind going down and doing all the pre stuff, but to not be home on Super Bowl Sunday with my kids it's probably a deal breaker. I don't know if management knows that, but
I'd say
in the end, I have a tough time on Super Bowl Sunday with what it means as a fan and for my kids. And with my wife and everything, to be sitting in some stuffy press box or auxiliary press room, or if I want to venture around the stadium, walking around and not having a seat and being by myself, I wouldn't mind being, I mean, we would be together probably, and that would be okay. I would have a good time. You're a fan. I mean, but all the joking aside that we do around here sometimes, but I mean, come on. You know, it's just...
It's tough, though. Like, if you have a chance to be in the Super Bowl, the building, when they win the championship, and you don't go, I feel like you missed out on something that most people can't.
From your perspective, I get that.
No, I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong. That's just that's kind of how I've squared it up.
Like, I look at, like, one of the things, like, you'd be able to handle it on your own for our show and capturing the moment and the scene from the stadium, and you would have to venture around after and see what it's like, and you'd have zero sleep. I'd actually would feel, because you're handling that, from my perspective, being back home and doing that stuff. I mean, look, I have not. I don't know what we're gonna do yet if I'm staying here, and where we will watch the game. It will not be some big party or something. But I have not ruled out heading downtown potentially and letting my kids experience something and staying up all night. You know, it's a once in a lifetime thing. The euphoria, there will. I don't think kids will have school that Monday, either way, win or lose.
You think so?
Because lose maybe, but
there's a lot of adults that'll say it's just sports. The kids should be in school the next day.
So what? Then so be it. Then send your kids to school. They'll get one-on-one schooling with the substitute teacher. The city will
shut down
and should shut down. It is an epic moment for the city, for the state of Michigan.
Now, Sam asked me the other day, he goes, will we get off Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Because the parade would probably be Wednesday.
You think Wednesday or Thursday, probably.
Yeah. I mean, the things you got to remember, guys, is that, I don't know. I've done it in this business, and I've experienced winning championships in every sport but this. And this is the crown. Everybody understands that part of it. But also just being here and being as the things you forget that come along with the championship. The team coming home in the airport, were win or lose, that'll be a big showing.
Sure.
And I want my kids to experience those kind of things, not be, you know, stuck in some flight on a Tuesday coming home.
Before we go to the phones, I think it's important that we remind people, this is normal. We're not jinxing. This is normal, healthy conversation when your team is really good.
The jinxes are out. We did 15-2. Yeah. Well, we did 14-3, and then you had to, you know,
one-upsmanship. Yeah. Now, some of you may be uncomfortable with this, but I'll steal a line from the Midday Show. get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Sure.
Like that is what this has been, is rewiring your brain as a Lions fan. You got the best team in the NFC. You're the Super Bowl favorites. You have a great shot to be there. And it's healthy and normal to start thinking about, where will I be? What are my plans? Who do I need to call? Do I need to book travel? Or am I getting my friends together or my family together? Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Bart in Sterling Heights, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. Just so you guys know, I'm not in Sterling Heights anymore. I'm Bart from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Good enough.
All right. Boomer Sooner.
I'm going to that game next year, too. That's going to be an awesome feeling to support my Wolverines.
All right. I'll
but
see you there.
I am a season ticket holder. So I take that trek every now and then to go to the game. 15 and a half hours from my place up to Michigan, right? I literally just looked it up, and it is a 9-hour trip. I will be driving to New Orleans if we make it to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Will you have a ticket, or you just want to be around the Super Bowl?
I want to be there, and then when the Lions win, I will be driving all the way to Michigan and sick at work just to be a part of that parade.
Practice that cough a few more times.
My man, that might be one of the ultimate road trips. If you don't live here, you're driving from Oklahoma to New Orleans and then straight from there up to Detroit to celebrate the Super Bowl victory and be in Detroit with all the Detroit sports fans.
Yes, sir. And John, I got a fantasy scenario for you.
Oh.
A what if.
Okay.
What if, because you're close with Coach, right?
Yeah.
What if he came up to you the week before the Super Bowl and said, John, I'll give you a one-day contract so you can be at the Super Bowl. What would you do?
Well, I mean, if we're living in fantasy land, I'd go and be a part of it. I'm not going to turn down that offer.
It's not going to happen, though.
Trust me. That won't be top of mind for Dan Campbell.
That.
Yeah, it's a great scenario.
The rest of the offensive line's going, who's this geezer?
Right.
What's he doing in the locker room?
Yeah. Oh man.
Now we glossed over. He drives back every home game.
He said not everyone.
Oh,
he
said
he makes the trek every once in a while.
Okay, so if he's a season ticket holder, he probably has to go to half of them at least to keep those season tickets.
Yeah. Or just keep
them to family or something.
Yeah, uses them when he wants to.
I guess you could eat the cost, which seems silly now, but Lions fans, man, they're a
different
breed.
Coast to coast.
Yep.
East to west, north to south, they're everywhere.
Let's get to Tom and Warren. Tom, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. As of now, my plan is, I grew up watching the Lions with all my cousins. Anytime they were playing, we'd all go to my grandparents' house and have dinner or lunch, whatever time of the day it was, and watch them. But since we've all grown up, a lot of them have moved out of state. And our plan right now is my one cousin that lives in St. Louis, we're all going to fly to his house, to St. Louis and stay at his house and watch the game together, because we decided if it happens, we all want to be together. And it's kind of emotional for us, you know, growing up together, watching them, and they never made it this far, so.
Has any of them that now live in St. Louis, have they become KC fans since they would be close?
No, actually, they hate them more than anybody I know. That live in St. Louis, he's a season ticket holder. He's got four at Ford Field. He's had them for a long time. And I get my hands on them a lot, which is nice. And we always go together on Thanksgiving. We always have since we were kids. And they all moved to all the different states, Minnesota. I don't even want to say the word, St. Louis, you know, but they're all still hardcore Lions fans, and I think they always will be.
And it's cool. You guys will be together for it. Like, that's the stuff we're talking about is you got to make those phone calls. You got to get on the same page with people, and to spend it with lifelong Lions fans when you guys have been through the trenches, all the bad times together, to be there if and when they get it done. Yeah, it's okay to start thinking about that stuff, guys. You don't need my permission. I think it's normal. I think that's healthy. The one guy said he's already planning his cough to be sick the next day. Yeah. I wonder if people are putting in time off requests or trying to take PTO for February 10th, the day after the Super Bowl.
I got to believe there's probably businesses, companies that are looking ahead and saying, you know what, we are going to be closed. If this happens, we'll be closed.
Stuff you got to think about, guys. It's 97.1.
Hey, another thing you want to think about is some of those New Year's resolutions. And I know a lot of you want to lose weight. You can get there faster than you think with Ideal You. Go to idealyou.us now and you can lose 20 or even 30 pounds in just 40 days. Whether your resolution is to lose 100 or 10, Ideal You works, and it works fast. I lost 10 in the first 10 days. I lost 50 pounds overall, and I got to eat real whole food. Since then, and I've been able to stay on it because it's not shakes and bars, I am down another 20, so I'm down 70 pounds from when I started. Ideal You's weight loss coaches work with you every step of the way. Your coach wants to help you lose weight, attain your goals. They also want to help you keep it off. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. Ideal You is a Michigan-based weight loss company that has helped thousands of people just like me and you. In fact, over 90%, that's 9 out of 10 Ideal You customers lose at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. You can sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Start your new year off right, lose weight, and get a $200 Visa gift card as well. Want to weigh less? Go to idealyou.us.
All right, let's get right to the phones. We've been asking you guys your plans for February 9th. You know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to start making those plans. Travel arrangements, getting everybody on the same page. You're doing your normal party, or you're doing something different, a little more personal, a little more intimate. Maybe it's just you because you're going to be a mess. Maybe it's just you and your kids. Maybe you're not doing the 50-person Super Bowl party. Yeah. Or maybe you're going all in. We got guys talking about driving across the country, road tripping, mm-hmm. making their way down there.
And then making their way up here.
Part of the festivities, baby. Mm-hmm. Got to win the games. But it's normal to think about this stuff when you're the one seed. Let's go to Derek in Detroit. Derek, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, so me and my brother, I would definitely take the road trip and stop at a couple of TNA gas stations on the way with you, John. But me and my brother, we was in California when the Lions went 0-16. We flew to San Diego, went to the sports shop by the baseball stadium. The owner asked us, what kind of hat you looking for? I said, well, we're looking for a Lions hat. He was like, for 0-16, I'll give you, get this to you for free. So we was like, thank you. So I'm a diehard Lions fan. Both of us, we've never been to Ford Field, but go Lions.
Yeah. You still have the hat?
Yeah, we still got a hat. still
That's
got
awesome.
The hat. Yeah, so diehard Lions fan.
Uh-huh. Derek, chalking up the road trip. Love to have you along.
15 hours.
15 hours doesn't really seem like I'm actually, when you said that, I'm like, wow, I thought it was going to be longer.
Heather, would you jump in on this? Nobody likes doing a 15-hour
road trip. I love a road trip. I mean, I do a road trip to the UP up to our cottage is over 10 hours. So, I mean, I do that. That's fine. I don't love sitting in a car that long because my back, but road trips are fun. But if you gave me the opportunity to fly, I'd be on the plane.
Oh, come on. It would be, would you want the front seat?
Oh, like heck yes.
Okay, so you'd be in the front seat. I'm driving. Tom and Jim in the back.
Why are we in the back?
She got the shortest legs.
The smallest person here. We gave her the opportunity. She can move the chair up, give you plenty of room in the back.
Yeah,
there's plenty of room.
Yeah. To be that far, you'd get leg room.
Would you drive the whole way, John?
Yeah.
I know you would. You would not give up the keys.
Well, it's not that. I love to drive.
Okay.
I love to drive my truck. And I've done tons of road trips. And I love to see this country and everything along with it. And I just feel like if I'm in the back seat or if I'm in the passenger seat, I don't think I've ever been in the back seat of my truck, but if I'm in the passenger seat, like, do I doze off and do I miss something? I don't want to miss anything.
I'd love to be in, like, the back end with Costa would be very compelling. Like, how you would spend time when, like, you could get into Twitter debates about who's the better, you know, receiver, Jamison Williams, or the number two on the other team, like you did the Jordan Addison.
I didn't even do that. Some guy called in and wanted us to weigh in on this, like, random Twitter debate today.
Yeah. How come the notifications are going off on my phone? What's Costa doing in the back seat on Twitter?
I can see what it's like to FaceTime with a cat.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Who controls the radio? Yeah. Like, who gets to pick the music?
The passenger, right?
The passenger. Front
okay,
seat.
Then, yeah. Okay.
What are we listening to?
I don't know yet, but as long as I have control of it, that's great.
Taylor Swift, John, the whole way down.
No,
I don't care.
No,
hey,
no.
Not if it's, they're playing KC. No Taylor. There's a Taylor. By the way, Taylor Swift radio music ban in Detroit if they play the Chiefs.
It's a good stunt.
For all the music stations.
Yeah, it's a good stunt.
Yeah.
Don't give any ideas away. 248-539-9797. Anyway, let's get to the phones. John in Port Huron, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Fantastic. Just so you know, the Navigator, which is in the passenger seat, makes all the calls.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, my destination for Super Bowl, if, let's say, our beloved Lions make it, I'm hoping I don't have to work, first of all. And my second question for you guys is that how much of the state of Michigan is going to be off on Monday if the Lions do make the Super Bowl and obviously play? And then how many people are taking off of work? That's what I'm wondering.
I think they should declare a state holiday on that day just to give companies the out. What type of – who do you work for?
So I work for an automotive company here in Port Huron called SMR, and we make mirrors, the exterior mirrors for most of the big three and some others, Tesla, Nissan. And so we're automotive, but, they're going to require a lot of us to work, and I work midnights. So I have to work that night if I, in fact, do have to work. So I hope that we make it. And if I have to work and we win it, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder for those that work in any Ford factories or Ford related companies, does Ford shut down for the day?
Then the other two big three have to follow suit,
right.
Basically. Then everybody's copying everybody.
That so be it. Hey, be a copycat.
Texter says, I told my child if the Lions go to the Super Bowl, he doesn't have to go to school on Monday. Signed, Vince.
Yeah.
This one says, I'm taking my clients. I have 4 club-level seats at the Super Bowl. The boss is letting us use the company private jet, signed Jack and Coke Jerry. Now, you don't get this reference. You were not in for Jack and Coke Jerry.
No, I don't.
Tom has used this.
Jack and Coke Jerry is a fictional character, legend. Well, so he's real, but he may not be named Jerry, but it just works. Okay.
Oh, I thought he's Jerry Jones.
He's the guy that takes his clients to Lions games now and has pushed out the real fans.
It's okay. This phenomenon we've seen where, the real fans are priced
That's
out.
That's why Ford Field is less loud, because of Jack and Coke Jerry. Tom is another well-known.
I would think it would be more of a girly drink than Jack and Coke. Jack and Coke Jerry sounds still like it's the blue-collar guy that's going down there.
So what do we have? Tangeray Tom is what you said?
I'm not a fan of Tangeray Tom.
Okay.
I really like Jerry.
Yeah, sure.
That's got to be another... Jerry?
We were workshopping it with Stoney while you were gone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's get back to the phones. Ian and Romeo. Ian, what's up? Good morning. You're on 97.1. You can think on it, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
What's up?
So I have a pretty unique spot to be watching the game. I'm actually joining the Air Force, so I'm going to be at Maxwell Air Force Base going through OTS starting January 28th. So to watch the game, I'm going to be hoping that they let me watch, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what all goes into it. Do you know where you'll be on February 9th?
I know I'll be at training. I know I'll be in the barracks or in my flight room. I've been on online forums asking, and they've had parties in the past, but I'll be 2 weeks in, so I guess it's a little bit up in the air if I'll even be able to watch it, but hopefully.
Tough one.
The unknown of it all, too.
Gotta
live
with the decisions. Yeah, that's first of all, thanks for your service. Yes. Appreciate the sacrifice you're willing to make.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ian, and good luck. Hope you can watch that game and take it all in. Mark in Farmington Hills, you're on 97.1. Mark, talk to us.
So last year, for the playoff games, we were on a cruise ship with a bunch of other couples, and we decided, should we go to the game or go on a cruise next year? So if things go well, we will be sitting in a beautiful cruise ship with about 20 other people with a room reserved and the big screen on the back deck of the boat with the open bar and enjoying the day from the water.
God, I hope that satellite service is on point. Hate for you to miss it.
It has been on point. It was beautiful last year for the two Sundays we were there. And hopefully it will be the same way this year, because we're ready to go. We've got our decorations, we've got our favors, and they're bringing, food and alcohol is there. So all we have to do is get our seat early in the afternoon and not move.
There you go.
Mark, appreciate the phone call. See, people like Mark.
Is that a woohoo in the background?
Maybe. He's just so excited.
The second one to Jack and Coke and Jerry that I liked the most, somebody texted in again, was White Claw Willie.
There you go.
Yeah. I like Jack and Coke Jerry flows better. And the reason I selected Jack and Coke, because like if you're a guy trying, you know, you're hosting your clients and stuff, it's a very safe drink.
You trying to butch it up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, Jack. Nobody, like, everybody thinks Jack and Coke is just a solid mixed drink, right? But it's got to be a mixed drink.
It's like not offensive.
Yeah, but yeah. Jack and Coke Jerry, you know, they don't drink beer like the blue collar people.
Yeah, I mean, so maybe I'm offended because Jack and Coke.
You
is
like
my
your drink?
Yeah.
No, maybe but you wouldn't be offended by it if you saw walked in and or this guy shows up. Hey, let's buy some White Claws. You wouldn't get. You're not drinking White Claw.
No.
You're drinking Jack and Coke. Jack and Coke is safe.
It would be the guy that showed up and said, "I'll take a Jack and Diet Coke."
You don't want to lose.
Be like, "All right, put some pants on, pal."
You don't want to lose the deal because the client you're hosting, all of a sudden you see him hosting. You wouldn't buy that guy's stuff if buy advertising from him or something along those lines.
If it was Daiquiri Dan,
Daiquiri Dan is a good one.
I'm not buying that fruity frozen drink, guys.
Can I get a mojito?
See, now you're coming along.
Wait,
right?
You're anti mojito? Oh, mojitos are great.
But you're making my point.
What's wrong with drinking stuff that tastes good? Can we just have that conversation? What's wrong with drinking stuff that tastes
says
good,
the,
John?
Says the cat guy.
Did you ever have Zima back in the day?
Zima.
Yes. What's Zima?
What? You don't know what Zima
I've heard
right?
of Zima. I just,
Yeah.
Zachary Zima.
Yeah. Mike's Hard Lemonade.
One more text on this says Super Bowl. Why would I leave my house? 75-inch TV, kitchen a few feet away, no traffic, clean bathroom, no drunks yelling, no thanks. My plans? Watch from home. Mm-hmm. But other people are like, why are you bringing this up? It's because of the guy who called in about the cruise. People are thinking about this.
Sure. Got to. Travel plans. Traveling the day after because you think you're going to be celebrating that day.
We'll get to Heather's news coming up next. Plus, at 9:02, we've got the playoff field set. We're going to draft the best coaches left in the playoffs. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you can't be in New Orleans, maybe you can't be in Baton Rouge or downtown, why not make an arrangement to watch at one of the great viewing spots in America? And it's America's favorite place to watch all these great moments. It's Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience absolutely built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive 40-foot tall high-definition screen located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, this ticket texter puts it perfectly. Jack and Coke is the pepperoni pizza of drinks.
Sure.
Right, safe, basic, crowd pleaser.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're looking for names, Jack and Coke Jerry. Vodka Cran Dan on the ticket text.
Vodka Cran, yeah. I mean, it sounds like a business outing.
Well, that's what Tom said. That's who's replaced the real fans. It's kind of this undercurrent that's...
Exactly. Vodka Cran Dan would be a good friend of Jack and Coke Jerry.
They didn't watch the 0-16 Lions.
Might hit bring him in to close the deal.
Yeah, if you want to drink a pink one, sure.
We'll get to the phones on this. 248-539-9797. Andrew on a cell, you're on 97.1.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So we're doing something a little bit unique. I live down in Orlando, Florida, and the Super Bowl MVP gets to go to Disney the day after, right? I'm going to Disney World. So my dad, my brothers, all their kids, my best friend, they're coming down. We're going to watch the Super Bowl at my place, and hopefully we'll get to watch the Lions parade down Main Street the next day.
So who do you think the Super Bowl, if the Lions are there, who do you think the Super Bowl MVP is going to be?
Well, I hope it's my boy Jahmyr Gibbs, but I would say it'd either be him or Goff.
Yeah, safe bets. Mm-hmm. And you can actually bet on that right now, by the way, who the Super Bowl MVP will be.
What if Hutch comes back and he gets a sack in that game? Oh,
emotional, and he's productive, and he's a difference maker. Look at you putting that out there for people.
Yeah, just saying.
We have one ticket texture that goes at me and one that goes at you. Which one do you want to read first?
Hey, bring it on. Let's go.
John is the softest fake tough guy. Why are people like him scared of fruity alcohol? He's so weirdly insecure.
I like what I like, and I can make fun of whoever I want. I don't care.
And the Costa one says, Jim is more of a Bartles and James wine cooler guy.
Yes. Bartles and James, I hear, goes great with bolognese.
Not going to hurt my feelings. I will drink things that taste good. Let's get to Nick in Milan. Nick, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning.
What's good morning.
Up? Love the show. Just calling because I heard you talk about the Ford. I'm a Ford employee, and I can tell you this. We will absolutely not shut down for the game. Ford will actually ask other shifts if they would like to work, probably if they make it to the Super Bowl, because they will expect people to not show up.
I wonder, will they have to, should they offer incentive, like time and a half to work?
Yeah, double time.
So I'm fortunate enough. We run three shifts at my plant where I work. I'm fortunate enough. I'm night shift. I work Tuesday through Friday. We do have a weekend shift that works that Sunday night. And they will be asking other shifts if we would like to come in and work that shift, because they will anticipate people will not be there.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's but part they of why will we... not shut down.
No, they're not going to shut down entire operations.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would, but there are certainly people that work for Ford that might not be Lions fans.
Isn't this why we got AI? Let that handle it for tonight.
Yeah. AI in the assembly line. What could go wrong?
A bunch of Jack and Coke Jerry's are getting created.
Jeez. But this is why we brought this up today. I know some of you were made very uncomfortable and were jumping the gun and were jinxes. You've had people calling and say, no, their work has discussed this. They're going to be on vacation and have planned around this. They have travel arrangements to be there, or they've already said they're canceling their Super Bowl party. Like, I think we've had a bunch of great stories. It's clearly on people's minds, and it's healthy and normal when your team's the one seed. Lions won't play this week, but they are in the playoffs. 14 teams are in. Coming up next, we're going to get to a draft of the best coaches in the playoffs. We'll do that at 9:02, but first, Heather with the news.
Okay, so I'm going to start with some really great news. We have a new member of the Odyssey team.
Oh, I know. How
Chris
about
Villar
this?
Is a new dad. His wife just welcomed a new baby girl last night, Talia Jade. She was born at 7:57 p.m., 8 pounds, 10 ounces. He did attach a picture, and it looks like she has a lot of hair. She's wearing a hat, but you can see some dark
after
hair.
Dad.
Yes, exactly.
Picture also shows he's got a lot of hair.
He does.
Congratulations to him and his wife. Welcome to the Dad Club.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great club to be a part of, and I'm just glad to hear that everybody is healthy.
Yes.
And at this point, happy.
Seems like it. So that's great news. The Lions did something really cool over the weekend that you might not have heard about. So the story actually starts last month. Back on December 22nd, there was a man named Wally Schmidt who collapsed at Soldier Field in Chicago as the Lions were getting ready to play the Bears. There was a Lions season ticket holder there at the game as well. Also an off-duty paramedic jumped into action, said, you know what? I'm going to do whatever I can to help this man. His name was Ben Roth. Well, he jumped to help. He was able to restart Schmidt's heart, got him going. Unfortunately, he did end up passing away later that evening. But because of Roth's efforts, he, Schmidt, and his son, Jeremy, were able to have, about 5 extra hours together, right? That maybe couldn't have happened. Which is great. And afterward, the Lions wanted to bring a little bit of joy to their life. So what's really cool is they flew Schmidt, Jeremy, the son, and 2 guests, as well as Roth, the paramedic, his wife and his daughter, to Detroit over the weekend.
Mm.
So they got to watch the game. They got their hotel paid for. They got tickets to the game. They also got field passes.
Oh, wow.
Really, really,
That's
really cool.
That's a great gesture.
And now, Jeremy and the guy who ultimately saved his dad's life for that short period of time have become friends.
Oh, that's cool.
New bond, new friendship. Pretty cool.
That is an awesome story.
Not even the Golden Globes could keep Dax Shepard away from watching the Lions dominate the Vikings on Sunday. I love this story. So he is a Michigan native, right? He's from Milford. He was at the Globes because his wife, Kristen Bell, who's also a Michigan native, was nominated for an award. And she posted this video on her social media. She shows like the award ceremony, right? There's Harrison Ford's up on the stage about to hand an award away. And then she pans over to her husband and he is sitting there with his phone propped up between his knees. And he is watching the Lions, not paying attention to anything going on around him.
We've all been there at some point. Uh-huh.
She hashtagged it with priorities, mm-hmm. which is great. I love it. And of course, he was not the only one watching the game on Sunday night. It had massive ratings for NBC. Average viewership of 28.5 million. It was the largest audience for a regular season finale on Sunday Night Football since 2012. And the game actually peaked at 31 million viewers late in the second quarter.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
With everything on the line, right?
I mean, it was a great setup.
Yeah. One seed for the first time since 93 at stake.
Two 14-win teams.
Oh, great.
Yep. So there's a new lawsuit that claims former Fox Sports host Skip Bayless threatened a hairstylist's job after she refused to have sex with him. So this woman who worked as a hairstylist for Fox Sports alleges that he made repeated unwanted advances towards her, including an offer of $1.5 million to sleep with him. Yeah, so attorneys for this hairstylist are seeking unspecified damages, not only from Bayless, but also from Fox Sports and its parent company, Fox Corporation. The lawsuit claims executives fostered this hostile work environment, allowed senior managers and on-air personalities to abuse workers without fear of punishment. She's also suing for like failure to pay minimum wages, failure to pay overtime wages, and a whole lot more. I don't believe Bayless has yet to release a comment. I know Shannon Sharp did and said, my name's not in there. Stop tagging me in this. I had nothing to do with any of this. And his name is not mentioned. There's a 42-page lawsuit. I don't believe that he is mentioned in there at all. Yeah. Finally, police solved, I guess you could say, part of a mystery that has been making national headlines. It's about this missing 52-year-old Michigan father who disappeared just after Christmas. Robert Bacon of Byron, he was reported missing on December 30th after vanishing 3 days before. He was actually seen last at a family gathering at the Bavarian Inn in Frankenmuth.
Oh.
Well, his body 5 days later was found in a nearby icy Cass River. So they found his body. He did drown, but it's how did he get there is now the next part of the mystery. It's unclear what he was doing. Apparently, surveillance cameras don't actually capture him leaving. You can see him like entering the hotel, but there's no cameras that show him actually leaving.
Strange.
But sad news, I guess.
Too bad.
But apparently everyone's been following the story, but me, because this is the first time I'm hearing about it.
It's the first I've heard of it, but hey, now everybody knows. All right, Heather with the news. Coming up next, we're going to draft best coaches in the NFL. Everybody's got a slot. We did a lottery before the show. I've got the number one pick. John's picking second.
I'm number two.
Tom will pick third. How will we do? It's next, 97.1.